हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई वांट टू नो फ्रॉम यू व्हाट इज योर प्रोग्रेस इन व्हाट एवर वी स्पोक। What about you? You speak? Both of you speak?
And even Janu, Brajanan, they are very good.
What do they speak?
Tai hai.
Acha, acha. Acha, acha. Ani?
Favorable condition.
What favorable condition?
Janu said that I will not do much, you come up fast.
Acha, acha. So they are.
I will take care of you.
Okay.
I will play with you.
So nice, so nice.
And share everything with you.
And Brajanand?
Yes, Umma.
Yeah, Umma. Achha. He always does that. So nice it is. So there is an opportunity for establishing relationship even before the child has come out.
Janu asks me, when this Babu will come? So I said, if you come. And if you behave properly, then he will come only.
Okay, very good.
Then
very nice.
Let's go through that.
What about your son's experience?
He reads out slow shlokas.
Acha. Such a wonderful information you are giving me, inspiring information.
And every day Janu asks stories, so I every day speak one story to Janu. So same time I feel that I am telling you also, listen.
Acha.
That consciousness is there.
Janu,
without before sleeping, you know, one one story, either from me.
Yeah. Good, good. So even the baby in the womb is hearing story every day. Very nice.
That I feel always me. That must be listening.
Surana?
We both are speaking.
Acha. What are you speaking?
Just hello daddy and we love you. Jo bhi hai sab batate hain usko. Don't worry. Jo bhi aapne us din meeting mein bataya tha something.
Kya bataya tha?
The child in the womb is, matlab, us din hum log we are your mother and father this lifetime and we will try from our side that you go back to God in this life. Plus Bhagavatam padhta hu main raat ko Bhagavad Gita usko.
So you are sitting with her and listening
loudly. Satat main Bhagavad Gita padhta
hu. Even from your discussion also that wonderful thing is coming out. It's such a opportunity for developing relationship na before even coming out. You are relating to that person as a person. Such a nice thing. And what about introduction of personalities to a child? Have you done that? See, suppose you got married to your husband. And you are yet to get married. But then before that your husband will, I mean would be husband, will take you to XYZ house and tell me she's my auntie. He's my auntie's husband. And he's one of my mother, my father, my sister. My brother, my uncle, he's a doctor and he's having clinic here, this, that. These are very important people for us. They are like our family members. You know, they are very close to us. So, when you get married, you are introduced to various people. And with their information, they are informed, introduced to you. He's a doctor, he's an engineer, he's in America and he's here and they are very close to us. And we are like, although distance relation is there, but we are very close than even real brothers like that. Or he's my friend. So, in one marriage activity, you are introduced to maybe 50 people. On the reception day, there are hundreds of people come and go, but everything is just smiling and forgetting. But there are some people who are introduced to you specially, and then you know that, it's like, touch their feet, immediately you know, he is a very respectable person for my husband. So like that, when the new baby is coming to this world, whom you like to introduce to child? You like to like the child to be introduced to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityanand Prabhu, Krishna, Balaram, Radharani, Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. There are so many personalities, na? Minimum some of them who are most important, you would like them to introduce to your child. So take the opportunity. Whichever order, you want to introduce Prabhupada first, Radhana Swami first, or your counselor first, whoever you feel worth, the child must know before coming who are the important people to be, he is going to relate to them. So that also you can do. That is one thing. Second introduction is of places. For example, when you will be introduced, you will say, your husband will say, we have one house here, another one is in Kankavli, third one is in Virar, and fourth one is here, I have properties here and there. So, also you will introduce to places, na? So you will come to know, okay, my husband has important places to go. Weekend he goes here, and chutti mein he goes here, and work time he works here. So that way, you will introduce places. So you can introduce Vrindavan, you can introduce Jagannath Puri, you can introduce whatever you like. Whichever place you feel is very important for you and for your would-be child coming. The child must know these places. So introduce. That's why I said ki there is so much to talk to the child. It's not that ki the kai bolu. It's not like that. There is so much to talk. Places you can talk, interactions you can talk, events you can talk. You know, the biggest event in our house was my marriage or my housewarming or birth of your son, for example, birth of your two babies. There's so many events, na, that one day when the child will grow up, the child will learn, na, ki when Janu was born, this has happened. My father always tells me, ki when you were born, a null came in the house. When you were born, cycle came. I mean, some events to note down. When I was born, and when I was 2 months old, my eldest sister got married. And my mother came with me 2 months, Balantin Bai. She came straight to the marriage. She didn't know anything. She just delivered baby and she was nursing me. And straight she came to my sister's marriage. So it's an event. You know, it's a very famous event in our house. That in my sister's marriage, I was a 2 months baby. My mother's lap. Mother was sitting in the ceremony of my marriage. My sister's marriage. So then my mother describes another event. That event is that when my mother got married, she's the eldest sister. The youngest sister of my mother was in the lap of my mother's mother. Same history repeated. My youngest mousy was 2 months old when my mother got married. So these are events that you want to, very good events to narrate. So such in your life there are maybe many, many events. But don't tell any negative events. If there was a shocking event, you know, this happened and there was an earthquake and building was moving. All those things you should not tell your child. Tell your child always happy, positive, you know, hopeful events. The child will get all positivity. And especially when you feel morose, suppose you had a fight or whatever, you should speak to your child after that. Don't take it seriously. Otherwise, child is receiving everything as it is. As the computer receives information in hard disk, child is receiving every single thing. Without any discrimination, without any information, without any editing, without any alteration, as it is, information it gets in. And later on, whatever information you are feeding the child with, child doesn't know anything. You can introduce child to Amitabh Bachchan also. Child doesn't know Amitabh Bachchan is good or bad. Child is receiving information. Jo bhi aap bol rahe ho, child is receiving information. After the child grows up, na, takes birth and grows up, then at a particular time, it starts processing the information. And that time, what kind of information you are given the child becomes very important. But then the child will start analyzing itself. Analyzing and processing will start. That's why we should feed the child with the best information possible in the world. Whatever you like your child to know. And as I want to repeat again, that more the dependency of the child, in one sense helplessness, that means the child is now helplessly under you. If you eat hot food, child is going to suffer. If you eat cold food, whatever you do, if you had a fight, child will suffer. If you get fearful, child will suffer. If you are very happy, child will get happiness. So it's totally under your control. Whatever you undergo, child will undergo. So it's a help, one sense helpless condition. In one sense, it's a totally dependent condition. Totally on you. If you don't eat, you starve yourself, child will suffer. If you eat nicely, child will flourish. So in such conditions, the child is also emotionally dependent on you. Fully. So that's why the more the child dependent on you, the more you can change his life. Because it's in your hand. Then less condition will come, less dependent on you will be when the child will come out. Outside the body he will pass stool and urine and still he will be dependent on you. But still he will breathe on his own. He'll pass on his own. Right? He'll pass urine on his own. So he'll start becoming independent gradually. So lesser effect will be there than the womb. So the second period is 0 to 6 months. And third period is 6 months to 6 years. Again, lesser effect will be there as the time grows. Child will become independent, start playing on his own and doing things on his own. So maximum benefit of child's personality development should be now. So you have to use maximum situation, see that you are peaceful, there is peace at home, you eat properly, sleep properly, always keep happy. You know, the husband should work hard. That's why I said husband would have been there. It is nice because husband also plays a big role to keep the wife very happy in this period. Whatever happens in this period now has a long term effect. I'll give an example to you. When Varshabhanavi was in the womb, so we have done all these things. Not to the extent I am telling you now, because I also learned afterwards more and more. But large things we have done. Bhagavatam, these, that, and she did Parikrama on Govardhan. And till last week, she dressed deities of Gopinath. She climbed on the altar the week before she delivered. Till she went fully mature pregnancy, she was going for dressing of deities every day, every week. But there was one event that she was doing Parikrama. And because she was pregnant, naturally she was lagging behind, right? She couldn't catch up with the people who were running in front. And I was also with her. But I was kind of little ahead of her, and she was like, I was watching, she's there. So I'm giving company, but I'm watching a little faster than her. Suddenly, she was engrossed in walking and praying. Suddenly somebody came and just tapped on her back. And suddenly she got very scared. Very scared she got. Because suddenly, in the tandri madhe kuni sa thap marle ta kasa hoil. So she was like, momentarily she was very scared, and then she knew he is her friend, but that momentary fear caused the moment of the baby to stop. And then when Varshabhani was born, then she went to that event, whatever happened to her, you know, epilepsy, this, that, ICU admission, 8 days, you were there, you were not there, you just came. So it was a big intense event. So somebody had come, you know, and somebody had come from pranic healing, devotee had come, somebody acupuncturist came. Many people came to, because they love us, they come to meet us. So that pranic healing lady asked, was there any fearful event in your pregnancy? The answer was yes. So these negativities, fear, anxiety, or maybe anger or envy, all those things, they start getting stored in the child's memory as it is. And I don't remember the names of people. Lately I heard that one baby, the child, when she was pregnant, when she was in the womb, the mother heard a loud sound somewhere. Hota na bhi, accident hota hai, kuch bhi hota hai, loud sound. So she got fearful. And then everything fine. Afterwards child was born. And every time some little bit of sound also comes, the child starts immediately shaking his body and starts crying. Because those effects are permanent effects. By luck, bad luck, good luck, if somebody undergoes those events without control, the child carries their impressions. So what you do after the event is very important. You keep talking to child, don't worry, everything is fine, I'm also fine, you're also fine, please don't get shocked, don't get fearful, I'm there with you. And the child starts moving. Have you experienced that in time now, in this pregnancy? Was there any event like that? This is called assurance. So you have to assure. And that mother, Madalasa Devi's example is very important. That you should keep speaking to child. Yeah, I will work hard, I'll try my best to see you, that see you go back to Godhead in this life. This is the only last life you have in the material world. I will see that is last life. I will make sure that you will not take birth again in some other mother's womb. I'll be your last mother. And I will help you to go back to Godhead. And then philosophy also should tell. This world when you will come out is not the place to enjoy. You are not going to become very happy the way you imagine. You have to learn to be happy in Krishna consciousness in this world. So all these good, nice things you should tell, you know. And maybe when you are hearing Bhagavatam class, Radhanath Maharaj or temple Bhagavatam class, sit there and tell, today is Gaurang Prabhu giving class, please listen to the class carefully. Everything you communicate. You will tell your son, hey, don't do masti, today Gaurang Prabhu giving class, please listen. As if you will tell the child outside the womb, tell the child inside the womb also. Child also will be, is going inside, suffering, moving around. So when you are talking to child is very helped by you. And especially when 7 months will be over, 7 months over? 7 months? Nobody 7 months over. After 7th month, the child becomes fully conscious of all the surrounding around him. Amniotic fluid and his own urine, his own stool, or all thing is mixed up and he's going around that. And it is said that last 100 lifetimes the child remembers in that period. Period Bhagavatam, na, third canto, third or fifth canto, where that embryology is given. Na? You have read that? In Bhagavatam, there is full discussion about when Kapila Muni is telling his mother, the full embryology is there. Full, from first month to last month, in details. What we have, our medical embryology, they have a spiritual embryology. Everything is explained. And in that is, we explained that in seventh month, 100 lifetimes the child remembers. And really, child is crying in the womb. Please, my Lord, forgive me. Where I have been, where I have lost myself. What condition I have got in now. So much suffering is there, darkness is there, heat, everything. Pain and suffering. Swallowing your own saliva and own urine and own stool. It's like a very pathetic condition. And he said that child is praying to Krishna to please forgive him and promising the Lord that when I come this time, na, I won't do any mistake. I will come back to you. And all children when they come out, they forget. Because as soon as they come out and mama, kaka, mama, dad, papa, all these things are entangling him and he forgets everything. But in Krishna conscious mother's and father's case, mother father also is very keen, na? We have to take our children back to Godhead. So then Krishna is there, Guru is there, Harinam is there, Bhagavatam is there, everybody, everything, everybody who is required to be delivering the child from birth and death, they are existing in your life. So the devotee child is lucky child. But all children, they cry in the womb. And that particular time after 7th month onwards, na, your talk should be very intense with the child. Knowing well that, don't worry, I am your mother. I will see that you will not suffer again. This will be your last life. That kind of assuring counseling should be done to a child. And what else would you like to say? What else? Anybody has visited a holy place? You went to Jagannath Puri, no? You went anywhere?
Taking him to Pandharpur.
That's another good thing. It is said that when Sunil Gavaskar was to be born, na, her mother played cricket in 7th month. You know, like the child, whatever, it's mutual. Child may be X, and that time it may influence the mother. And you are Y, and you are influencing the child also. It's a mutual influence. The child also had that karma of becoming a great cricketer. So the child being in the womb, the mother had that urge to play cricket. So in 7th month she bowled and she batted and everything she did. So she shares, you know, she wrote one book called Putra Bhava Aisa about Sunil Gavaskar. She wrote, mother wrote. So in that she has narrated the experience that I was so much inspired to play cricket when he was in my womb. So it's a very, very powerful science. It's not that, you know, it's just a talk of the town, but it's very inspiring subject matter. There are stories, I don't know whether I told last time to you. There are stories that some American mother wanted her child to become a lieutenant or colonel of the army. And right from day one of conception, from first day of, you know, pregnancy, she would talk only one thing to child. You are going to become lieutenant in the army. Throughout the pregnancy, she talked only that subject. After birth also, she spoke the same subject. And 21 age of life, 21 years, she became lieutenant of the American army. So much of drilling was done, you know. Positive drilling. The goal was given, the mission was given, the child was like fully trained into that. So you should also talk to the child that what you would expect a child to be. Humble, you like him to be humble, knowledgeable, wise, subservient to the Vaishnavas, to Guru Maharaj, very obedient, very respectful to all the devotees, loving the Lord and devotees and his holy places. Very good in chanting of the holy name. Whatever, there are so many things which you will love to yourself to be and your child to be.
Not to personally. When I used to say at my father's house, in the same way, he told me that his marriage anniversary was on 16th November. Her due date was around only.
Achha.
So he said every day I used to tell the child, you have to come on 16th November only.
Achha.
And she had false labor pains 2 days prior. Doctor said these are false labor pains. And then again after 2 days, on 16th November, exactly on 16th November, the child.
Yes, It's like in one sense it's hypnotherapy also. Mm-hmm. Like you instruct subconscious, you know, do it, and it'll happen like that. So this is also possible. And another thing is what this discussion to child helps you possible normal delivery. Now, why people deliver through cesarean most of the time? Because emotionally they are fixed up. Dar lagta hai mujhe. I don't want to get into this. Then in doctor sahab, you take money, Baba. I don't want to get any risk. I can't bear the pain. You cut me and take my child out. Because of the mindset, na, then baad mein, the child also goes other way position, and you know everything happens as your mind is. So if you instruct your mind properly, na, ki I want to deliver normally. My child, I want you to come normally. Everything will be all right. You will come. Your head will come first. Everything you talk to the child. It can be maneuvered, you know, physical also maneuver, we also maneuver the baby. Fetus we do maneuvering. But even child can be maneuvered, even instruction also. By instruction also. You have to have that faith. Now of course physically you have to walk and do other things also, do exercise and everything. But mind make bar baithega na ki I will now cannot deliver normally. There are mothers who have delivered normally after first cesarean also. It's just the doctors, they just mesmerize you so much, na. कि बघा बाबा तुमचं एकच चाल असणार आहे, डोंट टेल मी इट्स प्रेशियस चाइल्ड, आफ्टरवर्ड डोंट टेल मी, आय ऑलरेडी टोल्ड यू. म्हणजे असं द वे दे स्पीक ना, दे जस्ट मेक यू फिअरफुल ऍक्च्युली. अँड देन यू से एनी वे इज आय एम नॉट ओल्ड टाईप लेडी, आय कांट हॅव 7 चिल्ड्रन, ओनली आय एम टू हॅव 1-2 चिल्ड्रन, सो वाय शुड आय टेक रिस्क एन ऑल दिस थिंग्स. बाकी डेस्टिनी इज लाईक वर्षमान इज डिफरंट. सी यू डू युअर जॉब, देन डेस्टिनी यू कांट माय वाईफ स्टॉप गेटिंग एनी पेन ओनली in the middle of the journey of the child. Baby progressed. Huh? She was half the way in the birth canal. And the pain suddenly stopped. So child couldn't be pulled out, couldn't be pulled in. Child was in between only. So all that damage took place at that time. You know, so much pressure was there on the brain and there was a brain damage took place. That is something is beyond our control. And then after 45 minutes, naturally pain came back. But in between she fainted, she got blackouts, no pains anymore. Nothing happened. Pitocin was on, there will be no pain, nothing happened. And again after some time pain started and baby was delivered. When baby was delivered already there were two heads. One head was hematoma, another was head. And we thought, it's okay, but next day status epilepticus. 7 days under 3 drugs of anti-epilepsy. And then after 3 months we come to know that brain is 40% damaged at birth only. These things are different. They are not in our control. We should do our best. So what we are happy about is we kept the child always 24 hours under the Kirtana Prabhupada. My wife would sleep under the speaker only. So whenever today also if you note, na, when Vashmani cries, na, today also we put the wheelchair in front of Prabhupada's speaker and she immediately keeps quiet. Is it not amazing? Even today she howls sometimes. She na, cries like you cannot imagine how she cries. But you bring her wheelchair, you put Prabhupada Kirtan loud and put her there, immediately she becomes quiet. Because that familiar sound she has been hearing right from the day one in the womb. So she knows this is our sound, you know, this is my sound. So that's why mother's sound. The mother takes her immediately, she keeps quiet. I take, she will keep quiet, but not every time. The mother was there all time with her in the womb. So sound is very powerful for the child. Very, very, very powerful. Whatever sound has done to child, instruction point of view or solace or whatever, positive, negative, has got a great effect on the child. There is no vision to child now, you can't show him something. What is the only way to communicate is sound. So whatever sounds the child is hearing, it's just absorbing as it is. And this goes so much with our philosophy, no? Okay, ultimately, this is sound vibration which takes you back to God, the holy name of the Lord. The instructions come through sound vibration. The name is also sound vibration. Dvani. Kali Kala Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So you have to use that sound in full capacity to train your child. Now Vajanandi is your son, under your control. But sometimes he listens to you, doesn't listen to you. Hey? But in the womb, he was 100% under your control. You could mold him any way you want. But now as the children are growing, they are slowly becoming independent and out of your control. You are realizing that, na? So that's why use your disk time the best. If anything you are noted in your children which you don't want to be having in your new child, then you tell the child. But don't tell in a negative way. I don't want you to do this, I don't want to. You tell them positive way. I want you to do like this, I want you to behave nicely. I don't want to do you to tell lies. I don't want you to do masti. This is negative. You tell the child everything positive. Exactly opposite to tell. I will want you to behave properly. I will want you to share your toys with your baby friends or your brother, sister. Like that you should talk. So it will take an effort. Generally your tendency will be, don't do this, don't do that. But you should start talking about doing. Do this. I would like you to do this. That is positive coaching. Abhi, how many months you are? Complete. Yes? Achha, you are all going parallel, yeah? She is, how many months you are now?
6 months.
She is little ahead of you.
10 days
ahead. They are all, do all together only, I think. You will, little behind. No, 1 or 2 months, she is also with you only. 15 days piche.
1 month.
So, 7 months is now very crucial time. So, to those 2 months, na, maximum hearing, chanting should be there. Naturally, in first 6 months, 7 months, you will go work, everything. But it will be difficult for you, na, afterwards. You will be heavy, you will not be as quick as possible, as before. And some work will reduce, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. So, that is more time available to you by that. So, that more time available to you should be fully utilized. And now only start talking about normal delivery, about every single thing that you would like to instruct the child. And it will happen. What devotees do, we try our best and leave everything else to Krishna. So, you try your best and leave it to Krishna. Because child also is having own karma. It will have his own karma. It will come out with his own karma. But what are we doing is ultimately with the power of the holy name and the sound vibration of the holy instruction, we want to make the personality of the child. Like my wife got cancer at 31 years of age. It was just time in her life. But because she became devotee of Krishna, the whole episode was Krishna conscious, taken in Krishna conscious way. Similarly, many events will happen in child's life also. But because you will give the child Krishna consciousness, the child will be able to face all those things in a very Krishna conscious way. That is your contribution to the child's life. So, you have any question?
When the brain start developing?
Brain is developing from day one. But at the age of 7 months, the brain becomes like, you know, bolte na, assembly ho gaya hai, now it is activated. So, the consciousness is there. Because of consciousness is there, the child is growing. Otherwise, child would not grow. That means soul is there. So, consciousness is there. So, growth is there. But the consciousness is fully grown up. And it starts manifesting itself fully at 7 months. So, that avastha is called as Dauharda avastha. Dauharda means there are two fully active souls in one body. That is yours and the child's. And at that time, the mother starts developing desires. I want to eat this, I want to do this, I want to hear that, I want to do something specific, dohale. That is because of that avastha. So it is also explained that those desires should be fulfilled. If they are not exuberant, like, you know, it's not costing millions of rupees. Some simple desires are there sometimes. So those should be very lovingly fulfilled. It may be abstract, I want to eat this, I want to eat that. So if it is not bad for health or not bad for spiritual life, you should fulfill those desires. Because the satisfied nature of mother also makes a child satisfied. If a mother is very cranky during pregnancy, very cut-cutty, very fighting, very argumentative, a child will pick up the same habit, and when child will come out, it will also keep crying for small things and always crying. The more happier and satisfied you are in this period, the child will become very happy and satisfied and peaceful. So, I don't want to quote names and example, but you also will know, you also have first pregnancy experience, you will also analyze and you'll come to know that those events which I didn't want to happen in my pregnancy time, they have affected the child. And you may not know because you are the first pregnancy. But you will know that, oh, there are some events I could avoid, you know, they shouldn't have happened in my first pregnancy. See, my child, you know, I am seeing those things affects in my child. Then you have to work harder on the child after the child is born, in the way of counseling and being kind and tolerant and this and that. But you will see the effect. If you were unstable mentally, your husband was unstable, and you had a lot of, you know, anxieties and worries, and because of worries you had so many quarrels and all those things, it will all go as it is to the child. So at least, you know, when we are aware of all these things, better to create an atmosphere, tolerate situations, be happy, try to create happiness in mother's life. So that tomorrow third person who's going to come, not going to take the same things and start anxiety, worry, everything. Third person has come inside with the same things. Is it not causing additional anxiety in your life? So you, it's in your hands only. So this way you'll understand that I am and we are fully responsible for child's behavior when he comes out of the womb. Uska jo nature hai na, jo develop karke aayega, it is all because of us. Makaya Bhandar, to tumchaur gila hai. तुझ्यावर गेलाय, यु नो इट्स इजी टू से बॅड थिंग्स हजबंड नेम और वाईफ नेम, वाईफ विल से हजबंड नेम, हजबंड विल वाईफ नेम, बट इट इज टुगेदर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, इट इज अ जॉईंट वेंचर, इट इज नॉट अ इंडिव्हिज्युअल वेंचर. दॅट्स वाय जनरली इट इज बेटर वेन वी डिस्कस दिस मॅटर्स ना, द हजबंड इज ऑल्सो प्रेझेंट, सो हजबंड इज विथ द सिच्युएशन, नॉट दॅट की वाईफ इज ऑन अदर प्लॅटफॉर्म अँड हजबंड इज नॉट नोईंग व्हॉट्स हॅपनिंग, यु नो. सो हजबंड शुड कोऑपरेट. इट्स व्हेरी गुड थिंग आय एम हिअरिंग दॅट जानू इज स्पीकिंग, ब्रजानंद इज स्पीकिंग, अँड Prabhuji speaking, he is reading Bhagavatam, and it's a very wonderful thing actually. So that the bond is becoming very strong right from in the womb only. So, anything else? It is an opportunity for us to send a child to Krishna ultimately. Why we get married basically? We get married because we have desires to enjoy, there's no doubt about it. But how do we Krishnaize it? So that we have children who can be turned into devotees, who can be sent back to Godhead. So in the olden days, there was a understanding that have as many children as possible, and all of them, make them devotees and we'll go back to Godhead. There was no thought process of, you know, economizing, budgeting, and, you know, calculating. Aisa kuch tha nahi. Father was a very poor man. The father had 8 children and he worked hard to maintain and feed all children, give them good culture, you know, good behavior, good discipline. Now we are having only 1 or 2 children, you know, then we have world has changed, of course. But the concept of Vaishnavism is no restriction. There are devotees I know who have 6 and 8 children also. But they want to say that as many children can get delivered to Krishna from cycle of birth and death is good only, na? Of course we have to see finances, but that is our privilege, that just by being a devotee, whoever will take birth through my womb is a chance to go back to Godhead. It's a great opportunity. According to me, what my understanding and realization are, pregnancy is a very, very intense and powerful period in life of the child who is going to come. You can give so much to the child in that period, much, much more than what you can give after birth. I can't meet her now. I have to go out. I can't. Anyway, leave it. Anything you have questions, please ask. I'd like to answer. How is it overall going? It is going okay. You are happy about what's going on in life now? Food wise, husband behavior wise, family situation wise, atmosphere wise, work wise, everything fine?
I'm trying to keep myself cool.
Are you reading?
I used to read, but now it's really hectic because of
that. Don't, I would request you, all of you, you know, don't stress yourself with whatever is going on in life, you know, work-wise, household work-wise, profession-wise, sleep wise. Don't starve yourself of anything which is, what is important, like sleep, food and good environment. And don't stress yourself with any situation around you, which is in your hand at least. So plan, if you feel that you will need 1 month before delivery to take rest and you'll be good, then you do that. If you feel your conditions are always very peaceful, then you can go till last day. But if you feel your pregnancy was very hectic, timetable wise and all, so then take off last month. You know, just sit at home, just read and chant, just sleep, just eat and sleep and move around, do exercise and fully be immersed, child point of view. So at least what you could not do earlier, you could do later on. Na? But if you feel you are too much stressed with time, then don't go till last day. Work out now only, how you can get replacement and apply leave, everything, whatever is there. Because a stressed out mother is not a good condition for the child. Stressed out mentally, emotionally or physically, not a good thing. Pregnancy itself is stress. You should not add stress in that outside or from outside. You know? Please ask any question is there. You, Padrafia? And so, we can meet next month once again. Again, evaluate what's happening. It's a very inspiring situation, I can really tell you. I feel, believe me, I see any pregnant woman, na, anywhere on earth, Muslim, Hindu, Christian, in train, immediately my heart starts praying to the child in the womb. Immediately. I don't know how it started, at what point it began, I don't know. But any pregnant woman I see, even for a moment also, if I see anywhere in the world, I see, I come across, I immediately pray for the child. Because I feel that the child has come in the womb of a mother. It may go to another womb of mother also. But you know, if my prayer can help the child to stop the process of birth and death, it will be nice. So in that mood, the prayer comes out. And if the mothers are known to me, I definitely will speak few words with the mother. Whatever situation may be there, I will speak few words to mother regarding the child. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And if time permits, you speak Krishna Katha to child. Braj Leela. Beautiful things, so sweet things. A child, the child should come out in a very happy consciousness. All the world is suffering around, but child should be happy in Krishna consciousness. And that can only happen when you hear Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, Gaur Leela. Child will be happy and develop a taste. When in future also, when child will get distress in life, whatever karma wise, he or she will find solace in those things only, what you have given in birth, in childhood, in the womb. You have solaced the child with Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, Gaur Leela. So when he will grow up and have difficulties, he will take shelter of those things only. And this is a wonderful thing, na? Generally, we don't take shelter of those things. We try to find some manipulations outside. But the solution is taking shelter of Krishna and his pastimes. But we don't have a tendency immediately because we are not trained that way. The child will be trained. Child will do that only. That's why everything is rooted in pregnancy, ultimately in the life of the child. So take full benefit. I'm praying for you. Everything should be fine. Child should become a nice devotee. Should become a preacher. Should deliver many more souls suffering in the world. Huh? Such opportunities there, no? Just little adjustment here and there, but so shall we end here or we have any question? No question. Hare Krishna.